This is episode 1879 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. And this series is all about something we all could use a little more of, and that is mental focus. Your time and attention is at an all-time premium, unlike any other time in recorded history. So we are told by experts. And what are you focusing on these days? Do you even realize what you're focusing on? Or is your time and attention on someone else's agenda? With so many notifications and instant messaging and all the myriad ways we are able to instantly reach out to people, whether they are our next door neighbor or they are thousands of miles from us, we can instantly connect with, be notified about, and send information to and receive information and anything that you need to do or know about or say to someone else can be done instantly. Well, what happens is your mind becomes so frazzled that you can find as though you're constantly agitated and that you run around doing so many things, but you don't really get anything done. You may find that you're not able to focus. And so this week, you will discover meditation tips and techniques to help you focus. As you get ready to do this week's series, I also encourage you to keep track of where your focus is going. And my challenge for you for this week's mental focus journey is for you to create some boundaries around your time and attention. That means that you will need to start noticing where you spend your time and attention. You may not notice what you give your attention away to. So if you could keep a focus journal this week, this would be a journal where you jot down at the end of the day where most of your attention went. And your time, because your time and your attention are interrelated. Just notice whether or not you were texting someone a lot, checking emails, talking on the phone too, talking in person too, watching, listening to maybe podcasts or YouTube videos. Just take note and keep track of it. Just keep a rough estimate of where you are giving your time and attention. And this will allow you to be able to create some boundaries around some of those attention stealers. You might find that it's a good week to turn off notifications. Now, you may have notifications that are important to you, and that's what this whole week is all about. It's okay to use all the technology we have, but we can go overboard, and the boundaries can become blurred as to what we allow into our life. So instead of receiving Facebook messages about so-and-so's upcoming birthday or the latest release of your favorite Instagrammer, receive notifications from those people that matter most to you. Turn off the rest. Just go into your mobile device settings and turn off notifications for those different apps and other software that you do not want to be grabbing your attention on a regular basis. This is vital and important for you to finally get your attention back on your own agenda. So, your meditation technique for today, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, is to think about where you spend most of your time and attention. And think about if this is where you want your time and attention to be directed towards. And think about what you really want more of in your life. Just become aware of an assessment of where things are as far as your time and attention and where you'd like things to be. So if you find that you're constantly texting or looking at travel photos from your friend who's always traveling to amazing places, you might think about what you could do to go to an amazing place, what it would take. Think about allowing yourself to live out your life fully on your own agenda. So, as you settle yourself down today, think about where most of your attention goes and where you would like more of your attention to go to. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations, as well as a journal and a slowdown guide customized specifically for your mental focus journey, you can grab your copies and the meditation series there, along with over 1,800 guided meditations, at the Sip and Om meditation app. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.